Hello everyone and welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. This is Jared Houle. My grandmother, Billy Brim, Mimi, she's out this week and we're on the last day of a wonderful Holy Spirit time on radio. And if this is your first day, if you want to go back and listen to it, we keep them archived at billybrim.org. Revivalist Josh Radford, Pastor Cass Hill from Pastor his church in Northwest Arkansas, New Life Christian Center, and you guys go ahead. We've been talking about the path of God being completely surrendered. Yesterday we went over Jeremiah 17:5-8, which was great. But we want to do a quick review. Josh,
yes.
Pastor Cass, you take it and go.
Well. We want to just recap. This week has been a powerful week. We've been talking about the plan of God versus the plan of man, or our plan. And the first day we talked about how to access the plan of God. Number one, you access it through the Word. Number two, you access it through worship, worshiping God and having full dependence on God, letting heaven's rain come on you, getting wrapped in the Spirit, just like John was in Revelation. And when you're wrapped in the Spirit and worshiping God, then you'll hear God's voice to you. We also talked about prayer. We talked about praying in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. It gives you access into the supernatural realm and being able to have the Holy Spirit as your prayer partner and being able to communicate with God. And then yesterday we got into how to not take the wrong path, how you listen to the Spirit, how the Holy Spirit talked to Paul about not permitting him to go somewhere, and how you've got to listen to the Spirit. And one of the ways you listen to the Spirit is by full communion with God, praying without ceasing.
Yeah.
1 Thessalonians chapter 5 talks to us about. And really today, in these last few minutes that we've got with you, we want to pray for those of you that want to follow God's plan for your life. You've been listening to these broadcasts, said, man, I want to follow God's plan. I really want to follow God's plan for my life. And we want you to. That's what you need to do. We want you to be in God's will. We want you to be in God's plan. We want you to follow after God's ways and not man's ways. And these are a couple quotes that I have here, one from Brother Hagin. He said, the more closely you follow God's plan, the more the power of God will be in demonstration and manifestation.
That's true.
And who doesn't want that? We want that. We want a demonstration and a manifestation of what God has planned for our life. This is what the Lord gave me. He said, when it's man's plan, you are responsible to work your fingers to the bone to finance it and fulfill it. But when it's God's plan, you'll have His strength, the wind of heaven at your back, and supernatural provision for your supply. Listen, I want God's plan for my life. I want God's way for my life.
Right.
And I know you that are out here listening today, you want God's plan for your life also. And we're going to pray together. We're going to come into agreement together that God is going to birth His plan in your life. And you're going to start to hear God's plan. You're going to start to follow God's plan. And you're going to start to move in God's plan. And one of the key scriptures that came out this week was Jeremiah 17, verse 5-8. And Pastor Cass has it now, and we're going to pray for you now. And we're going to ask you some questions, and you to search your heart and ask the Lord to start to touch you, Pastor Cass.
Yeah, Jeremiah 17:5-8. I just want to read that, and then we'll talk a minute. But it says, thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in the salt land which is not inhabited. Verse 7 says, but blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river and will not fear when the heat comes, but its leaves will be green and he will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. And so we see that the first part of the scripture says, Jesus, curses the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. Mm, and yeah. I think that's very powerful because we see that this man was with the Lord, right, but his heart departed from the Lord. And he quit putting his faith and his trust in the Lord. And the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge God in all your ways, and he will lead and direct and guide your paths. And so we know that God's way is the right way, and God's way is the way to victory in our life. God's way is victory not only for our life, but for our family, for the very plans and the purposes of God. But today I just feel this, that if you say, hey, my heart has departed from the Lord, or I've not been placing my trust or my faith in God, but I'm ready to come back home. You know, when the prodigal left home and found himself in the pig pen, the Bible said that he came back and said, maybe I can be like one of my father's servants, but he did not understand the father's love. The father wasn't looking for a servant. He was looking for his son to come home. And when he came home, the Bible said the father saw him. The man had to come. We have to come back to God if we've departed from placing our trust or our faith in him. But here's the truth. God will run to us. He grabbed that boy. He hugged him. He put a ring on his finger, sandals on his feet. He kissed him. He said, kill the fatted calf. My son was dead, but now he's alive again. And I want to tell you today that God wants to make you alive again. He wants to set your heart passionately for him. He wants to impart faith in you. Praise he wants God. You to start walking out the purpose of God. It says you are his workmanship, and he's prepared good works for you to walk in. So I want you just to pray with us today. Come in agreement right now. Let's just ask God to come and to flood our life. Father, we just ask right now that the Holy Spirit just flood our being, flood our life, Father God. Lord, anywhere where we have not placed our trust in you, anywhere where we have walked away from you, Father, right now, I thank you for the Holy Spirit bringing us back. I thank you for a fresh encounter right now with Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you fill and you flood their life right now, and victory come. Lord God, a divine transformation come, Lord, that they are never the same again, Father. And Lord, every work of the enemy that comes against their thought life, we bind that thing up, and we say right now, God, that they understand they are a child of God, a new creation in Christ, and the righteousness of God. We want to encourage you, press into God like you never have before. God's plan is not over for your life. Right now, there's someone there, and you have said those words, God's plan is over. I've messed up too bad. I'm telling you right now, pick yourself up, man. A righteous man gets up seven times. Come on, get up and go for God, because God has good things for you. Josh.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Right now, just wherever you are, just lift your hands. You've asked the Lord to turn to you. You've repented, as Pastor Cass has led you there. And I just want you to say this with me. Say, Lord, I repent. I turn. I give everything over to you. That's what it is right now. It's just a total surrender. I give everything over to you. Start saying that in your spirit right now. I give everything over to you. I give everything over to you. I give everything over to you. Now, Father, we release the anointing in the name of Jesus through these radio waves. I thank you, Lord, that the anointing has no time or space, and it travels no matter who's listening, where in the world they are. They might be listening from another country, streaming on the web, wherever it is. We release the anointing of heaven upon them, and we thank you, the anointing breaks the yoke. The anointing breaks the yoke, and we release a fresh wind in their sails, a fresh move in their lives, a fresh encounter with you, Father, and we give you the glory for it right now. Listen, I want to encourage you wherever you are. I want to encourage you to call in right here. And what's the number here?
417-336-4877.
Call Prayer Mountain. Let them know if you have any testimonies about what God is doing. They'll even pray with you. Or, you know, they'll pray with you over the phone. Send your emails in to Billy Brim. There's a contact there to contact them, billybrim.org. Yep. Send your emails in. They want to agree with you. They want to know about God's plan in your life. They want to understand, they want to come in agreement with you. And there's ways you can partner with Billy Brim Ministries and partner up with them, and you can communicate with them, and they'll communicate with you and get the word of the Lord, you know, for your life and for your ministry. I believe right now, I can sense by the Spirit, there is at least three ministers listening to this program this week. Three ministers. And you've said, I'm going to quit. I'm going to give up the ministry. I rebuke that now in the name of Jesus off your life, that fleshly desire to quit the ministry off your life. I rebuke it now. And one of them is because the finances are not there, and you know you can go into another business and make a lot of money. But I rebuke that now in the name of Jesus. The provision of God is going to be there for you, and you are going to be blessed if you'll keep with God's plan. This is a divine moment for you, an appointment with God listening to this radio all week, and you're going to keep with God's plan. I want you right now to stop what you're doing and say, God, I call out to you, and I repent for turning away, and I'm going to turn to you, and I'm going to give my life over to your plan, and I will not surrender this gift on my life to the plan of the enemy, but I'll follow the plan of God. You do that right now. You do that in your private place right now. Lord, we just thank you so much for all these people that are listening. We thank you that they're going to follow God's plan,
yes,
and they're going to get in touch with what you are saying and doing in their lives. You know, it's been such a pleasure for us to be with you, Brother Jared, and we just thank so nice. Sister Billy so much for allowing us to do this radio with her this week. It's been such an honor and a privilege to really serve one of the great generals of our generation.
Amen.
Really, I consider her really an apostle of prayer for this nation and for the nations of the world. And it's been such an honor and a privilege to be on here sharing with the people of God this week.
And I was just saying earlier, you know, I was telling Mimi about you guys being on, and she was excited. She knows, you know. She hears from the Lord and knows who she doesn't just let anybody on. And when the Lord, she hears from the Father, and she wants his plan. And we know that the Father, the Holy Spirit, had his plan this week.
Well, we count it as a high honor.
And I thank you guys, you know, I look up to you guys, and, you know, we're just connected, and I appreciate you guys and being, you know, men who operate by the Word and Spirit and proven ministers, you know. People don't realize, you know, we tell you this and they tell you this, you know, walk by faith and press into him, but it's only by a life dedicated and operating in that can they tell you that. And sometimes it doesn't just change over time, and it might be easier, but it's still by faith.
Yeah.
That you're telling us that in Jeremiah. You know, those are those times where it's tempting. But you guys, it's my family, because we live it. When you live in ministry, you live in a ministry of faith, some month by month. And it's the same for everyone. So we know that those who listen, the Father had his way, and you guys, you will obey in Jesus' name. Be soft-hearted. If they want to reach out to you, you know, I'm sure the lives have been impacted. They want to let you know what's going on. They want to see your schedule or anything like that. Josh, how would they go
to revivallife.net or joshradford.com and get in touch with me, and we'll respond to every one that gets in touch with us.
And Pastor Cass, I'm someone in Northwest Arkansas. I want to check out New Life, you know, Christian Center, in your areas. And I know you have two locations. And how would I know and find out that information?
Right, you can go to our website. It's nlcc.tv.
And guys, thank you so much. As you said, it's been an honor, and I know Mimi's appreciated it so much. And again, you can reach out. This is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, Billy Brim Ministries. And as Josh said, you can reach our ministries as well at billybrim.org, or you can call us at 417-336-4877. And don't forget, third Sunday, September 21st, Josh Radford, 3 p.m. Shalom, shalom.